My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's been a heck of a day. Camp hasn't even officially started
Man,
yet.
Man, we've literally got like three radio shows. There's like two shows going on at the bar during the commercial break. Carl and I are basically, you know, sort of working back and forth, moderating these different discussions that are going down about the Braves. We got a bunch. By the way, let's do a unscientific Dukes and Bell poll here.
Go for it.
How many folks think the Braves can still win the World Series this year? They're Make
done.
Some noise.
They're done. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How many folks think the Braves are done?
They're done.
Okay, nobody responded either way, Carl. No, I think it's a lackluster action.
Because our audience is in shock, just like most of us, about where we are and how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this?
Well, you got to go spend a lot of money. But as you said, if you add
there's
an outfielder.
Nothing you can do but handle it.
It's true, Snicker. That's right.
There's nothing you can do.
But handle it. But if you add, like, I mentioned a Rosarena, anybody, you got to take on, so for argument's sake, you take on an outfielder who's got a couple years left of contract. Well, then next year, Acuna comes back, right? Money Harris comes back.
Those deals are going to escalate.
What do you think? Is Kelnick a sample size? You're cool moving on with
back,
Kelnick?
Man. Right? Listen, I think he's coming back. And the reason he's coming back, Mike, is because you still have him before he gets to arbitration.
He's cheap. But that's – so you rent – okay, so what? You go get Tommy Pham and hope he's Jock Peterson. You go get a couple of these guys that have, you know, a year left or whatever, and you rent a player, and you give up a bunch of nobodies from the double A.
Can I say this? I got to say this. And I know you keep saying the example to 21. Guys, we will never
ever
see 2021 happen in baseball.
Right.
Period.
But that's what I'm trying to explain to the audience, because they think that they take 21 as, well, that's Alex Anthopoulos working his magic.
No. It's a once-in-a-lifetime. Right. Everything went right for you. The guys that you didn't even know could hit came in here. Hell, I think when Rosario got here or Soler, he was hurt. We didn't even know. We'll never relive that. We can't compare 21 to what's going on right now at 24 and, oh, we can fix it because we did in 21. I get the resemblance of those kinds of players.
Right.
But even then, Mike, it was magical because you were lucky that you got the guys to give you the performance they gave you. You're not going to relive that. You're not going to go get five guys and they're all going to contribute.
Remember,
it's just not going to happen.
Rosario wasn't even healthy when you traded for him with Cleveland. Guys, you didn't even know who Jorge Soler was. He was batting like 199 with Kansas City when we took him on.
He was
hurt,
Mike.
Right. But Rosario was hurt. Soler came in and just unloaded. Jock Peterson's
hurt when he was in Kansas City.
Good journeyman player. But that's the thing. You know what the big difference is between now and then? Freddie frickin' Freeman.
Well, you're not getting that from Olsen.
No, you're not.
Not this season.
That's part of it.
All right, man. Braves game postponed. If you're going Dukes and Bell, why y'all going off on the Braves? Well, Michael Money Harris has been moved. And again, I don't want to downplay this, but when you tell me it's a grade two and it's a partial tear of the muscle, that's concerning. And so when we tell you, oh, by the way, Michael Money Harris now has been, you know, I don't want to say upgraded, but, you know, been extended on the DL to 60 days, even though it's retroactive and he can come back as soon as August 15th. Just telling you, I've seen this. Like, you just don't come off the DL and go, well, right, put me back in the lineup, and you go hit 300 and hit 10 home runs. There's a process. And so they're going to have to work him back in. And, Mike, he may come back and rake the last part of the season. But at the end of the day, I can't expect that to happen. All right. More on that coming up. We also have an unbelievable soundbite that you will not believe until you hear it. Mike had it earlier today. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've laughed this hard on the show in a very long time. But we will laugh again, and we will let you hear it if you're just tuning in, however you're accessing the show, whether you're listening on your smart speaker, you're at home on your computer. Thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the other thing before we talk about the Falcons reporting today. Mike, you said it best last hour. It's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face by the NBA. TNT Sports puts out a statement. If you're wondering what happened, they had the opportunity. This is Discovery, all right? Warner Brothers Discovery. That's right. The ownership. To match one of these deals that was already in place on the table.
And this was the third deal because Amazon, remember, this wasn't like the regular TNT and that full slate of NBA action. This is going to be about 40 games or less.
Correct, correct.
Because ESPN and NBC are going to be carrying the lion's share. But so it was a smaller portion that Amazon was going to get, but they weren't allowed to match it.
We're still talking about $1.8 billion.
Yeah, not chicken feed.
Not chicken feed. So the NBA puts out a statement basically thanking TNT. And the reason why we're – you guys, this has been a big deal. We've been talking about this for weeks on end, saying what's going to happen. Chuck Charles, you know, as Ernie, Charles, TNT, all that. What's going to happen with the show? So there's a statement that's out now from TNT, and I want to read this to you just briefly, Mike, because I think it's important. We were talking about legal action. We have – this is TNT Sports. We have matched the Amazon offer as we have contractually the right to do. And do not believe the NBA can reject it. In doing so, they are rejecting the many fans and continue to show their unwavering support of our best-in-class coverage delivery through a full combination of other things, blah, blah, blah. He's talking about all the coverage on TNT. And then they go into, we think they have grossly misinterpreted the contractual rights with respect to 25-26. Lawsuit's coming.
Right. They're going to sue the NBA, as well they should, because as they write in their statement, four-decade partnership, the NBA, as we said earlier, for guys who missed it, I'll make it brief this time, but the NBA is where it's at, a money-making machine because of TNT, because of the NBA on TNT.
Philly.
Yes. Charles Barkley and Kenny, and later on Shaq,
yeah,
Ernie.
Yeah.
They're the guys that, like, you know, you don't, nobody tunes in to watch the ESPN or the NBC in the old days pregame show because it
sucks.
What
that dirty ass water.
Yeah, nobody cared.
These guys are the entertainment. The platform is the NBA. They built the NBA up to where it is today. So you take the guys that help you get to where you now get offers from Jeff Bezos and Amazon, and you screw over your partner that help you achieve the success now the NBA has achieved, where the owners are making more money and the players are making more money than ever. TNT is a part of that.
Yep.
So it's just – and again, I'm sorry. I know streaming is the thing. You know how I like to watch my TV? On a freaking TV. I don't want to have to use my computer. I get it. Other guys, it's easy. Not for everybody, and not everybody wants to be behind a paywall to watch NBA. I don't love the NBA enough to pay for a regular season game. It's bad enough I got to pay for the playoffs in the NFL. It's like, when does this end? They just continue to screw over the fan. And again, Adam Silver, you're a vampire. You look like one, and now you're acting like one. Bloodsucker.
I'm curious to see where it goes. Curious to see where it goes. I'm texting Chuck right now.
No, but I feel bad because we know
terrible.
Some good people at Turner.
Terrible.
You said it earlier.
I got a lot of people right. That work there, friends in television. There's so many people behind the scenes. Those guys will tell you they're the stars. It's all these guys and these women behind the scenes that make that thing go. And it's just, it's gone. It goes unspoken, Mike, that now they're out of gigs.
Right.
That thing that whatever it was, and now, you know, you say, well, there's plenty of TV gigs out there. Yeah, you want to move? Because that's right. What's going to happen. So for the foundation of TNT, for 35 years, you've had people here doing these games, and now you're like completely out. And even when the company attempted to match, there's something fishy here. So TNT has put out a statement. NBA has put out a statement. But I'm riding with you. I totally agree that this is a money grab, and it looks bad. All right. Want you to hear Jesse Bates, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your chance to win some tickets to go check out the Falcons practice on August 2nd. We're going to give you patio access, field-level access as well at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike and I will broadcast live there, brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. So stay tuned. We're going to give you an opportunity to do that. Braves game postponed as we started this hour to tell you. But today, guys reported, and one of our leaders is Jesse Bates. He had a terrific year last year, all-pro safety. I expect nothing less from him this season. But he was talking about he's just excited, Mike, to see the new coaching game plans and all that's going on right now at Flowery Branch.
I said this to Jimmy and everybody when you know, they were first coming in. I'm just really excited to see how another, you know, coaching tree skins the cat. It's kind of how, you know, I've heard it worded before, but you've got the same problems throughout the NFL. It's a copycat league, but how do different, you know, minds tackle an issue, and what issues are most prevalent on their mind when game planning? So I've gotten to see a little bit of it. Obviously, a lot of our work so far in OTAs has been getting ourselves right, knowing our playbook, but I'm really excited to see how they continue to show me how they like to attack different issues that the offense pose.
Yeah, man, we're excited about what this defense is going to look like. We're just curious, though, where the sacks are coming from. Can you scheme the athletes we have into position? Because unless this draft class we picked up is just going to be rock stars from a row to Bryce, all the dudes we've added, are these guys going to be able to get the quarterback on the ground? Let's be honest, brother. We lost Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree, and those are Band-Aids.
They are.
But we haven't been able to get the quarterback on the ground for, like, you know, 10 years on this team.
Mike, you still need some pass rushers. Right, you still need some guys that just athletically and physically have the tools to make it happen. Can you scheme some sacks? Yeah, but I want to see somebody not have to be schemed to get there.
As in Jims and Joes over the X's and O's.
That's
right?
It, man.
Right.
Listen, T.J. Watt's gonna come in here week one. Are the Steelers gonna scheme to get T.J. Watt?
No, he just does his job.
He's just gonna beat a guy.
He just rips your head off.
He's just gonna beat a guy, and that's the guy that I want to see develop with the Falcons, and we don't quite know who that's going to be. Jesse Bates also talking about what is the confidence level now going in to this season.
It was funny. I was talking to Chris yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, going in year six. This is honestly, like, I'm not sure he used the word calm, but this is the best he's felt going into it. And I was like, you know, I might be right there with you. And I told him that, and I'd say that right now too. Like, you know, you've done it. You've walked it. I've been here for my second year. I know there's a lot of change. But there's a lot of the same too, including my linebacker room. So I'm excited to just get out there. I do feel comfortable. I feel confident, and I feel ready to roll.
And by the way, that's not Jesse Bates. That's our linebacker, Caden Ellis, talking about being in year six and talking about being comfortable with where he's at. That's another guy, Mike. You know, we expected big things from him last year. I expect big things from him this year. And I like our linebacking corps, we've been talking about. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Thanks to everybody that's come out here to Hooters in Buford, right here at the Mall of Georgia, hanging out with us, having a good time. Lots of conversation, as Mike said, at the bar about a variety of things. The Braves are kind of driving the conversation because everybody's just frustrated right now. The losses are piling up,
right.
But then the injuries are piling up.
No, I mean, like, it's not impossible. I mean, we just know that, you know, baseball, the best team doesn't always win. This team was the team that should have won it 2 years ago. They didn't have pitching. Last year, they had the total package, and they just couldn't hit.
Yep.
You know, and then this year, the injuries get you. But that's baseball. I mean, anybody who covers it and you follow the sport, sometimes you just get too many injuries you can't overcome. Now, the good news is you were so awesome in April, you've built up enough equity where you're still first place in the wild card. Although, Cardinals, Mets are breathing down your neck. You got to start hitting. Olsen's got to start hitting. He did a little bit today. But you can't roll out Alan frickin' Winans. Okay? That's not going to fly. I need some – you know, we spent a lot of our time today talking about outfield replacement, infield. We do have to get another starter. You know, you need another starting pitcher because I don't know when Ian Anderson's going to show up. You know, it's like wait for some of these guys to come back injured. Like, wait for the Easter Bunny to roll in at Truist Park, man. I mean – I don't know, man. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but it's just frustrating. Look,
it's over, man. It's over.
I'm not going to go down there. Game over, man. It's just tough to watch the Braves right now. It's hard.
You know why? Because we're not scoring.
Yeah.
You know why it was so much fun and easy to watch last year? You're scoring 6-7 runs a game, and you're blasting everybody.
Look at 27 Yankees last year.
Thank you, Snit. Thank you. And that, by the way, I feel bad for Snit. I do.
Right.
Snit, there's nothing Snit can do.
No.
Snit is doing everything he possibly can do. This is not a manager issue. This is something, sometimes it's how it goes.
Bush.
All right, we're coming back. You want to laugh? I want to laugh. You're going to laugh. I guarantee it when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
We've talked a lot about our Falcons. We've talked about the Braves. We want to have a laugh. Can we laugh a little bit? Can we have some fun?
Yes.
All right. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Today, earlier on the show, during Guy Talk, it's a daily segment. If you're new to the show, where have you been? Mike played a soundbite from Coach Deshaun Foster, who is the new UCLA head football coach. It used to be Chip Kelly.
He took over when he got at the end of the season. I believe either coached whatever the last week of the season was, whatever bowl game they were. They were in a bowl game, but he took over. Now he's the head coach.
And Chip Kelly's at Ohio State, by the way. He's the OC for Ryan Day now. So it is Big Ten Media Days. Now, we've talked a lot about how Kirby presented himself when he got up on stage. We talked about Kalen DeBoer. All of these guys, here's your opportunity to sell me, to make me feel halfway decent about where the program is and where we're going to be when the season rolls
and
around.
And especially the transition from the traditional Pac-12 to the Big Ten.
It's big deal.
First chance for USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington to rep. And, you know, just off the top of my head, I would say, hey, a lot of history in the Big Ten, a lot of history at UCLA. Looking forward to the challenges ahead. You know, the great competition, the legendary coaches, the legendary campuses we'll be visiting. But we're going to put our stamp on the Big Ten. I just made that up off the top of my head.
Yeah, because we can. This is why somebody should have prepped Deshaun Foster. Here's what he said as he was introduced today at the Big Ten Media Days.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so
that's
this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in LA.
Brunelli.
Uh-oh.
It's us and USC.
Uh-oh.
We,
Uh-oh. Come on now. Come on now.
I'm just basically excited, really.
That was a 10-second pause.
Any questions?
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the deal. And if you're not getting, yes, we have questions. If you're not getting this, this is your introductory to the Big Ten. You are moving in. You, UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington. This is your opportunity.
And I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
It says this.
I mean, he basically, it just sounds like if he had notes, he left them upstairs in the hotel room. But if he didn't have notes, shame on him. I mean, look, you guys, we talked about this, a job interview. Yeah, not everybody can handle public speaking. We're blowhards. We've done it for a living for years. But the idea that you're a coach, you're a recruit, you're in people's living room, you know how to speak. So have some bullet points.
You guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but
yes,
we're in LA.
That's Los Angeles.
That's a terrible statement. You are in front of the Big Ten, and you're talking to football media and football coaches and people around the country saying, "We know you don't know too much about UCLA." Of course we do.
Well, but then here's the thing. You tell me about UCLA. We've got some great young men that are committed to taking this program back to its glory. No, it's in Los Angeles.
You guys might not know where that is.
It's California, and the LA stands for LA. But yeah, but anyway.
How you guys doing?
Now, Carl, not to bully the coach, not to bully head coach Deshaun Foster, our former partner on the radio here, 92.9 The Game, former pro bowler and should be Hall of Famer, Randy Cross.
Super Bowl champion.
Randy Cross, who, of course, played his college ball at UCLA, goes on social media. Randy says, well, you don't know what's going on in this guy's personal life. I said to Carl, I said, look, even if your dog, heaven forbid, got hit by a Mack truck, you still got to have some thoughts together about, you know, representing UCLA.
I'm happy to be here.
So I said to Carl, in the world of BS that we live in 2024 and spin control, the only way you could spin this is if somebody from the sports, the athletic department at UCLA says, guys, Coach Foster has this anxiety disorder for public speaking.
Oh, great.
Being in front of large groups of people.
Terrific.
I'm just thinking.
If I'm a UCLA alum, right. I have an issue with that.
Right, but how else can you spin it other than my coach is a dumbass who did not prepare for the biggest press conference of his life?
There's no way to spin this, Mike. I think this is this is a terrible moment for Deshaun Foster.
I'm just basically excited, really.
Yeah,
that's it.
You have so much to say. 404-726-0929. You guys text us. Listen, we played this earlier. I could not believe that I was hearing this. And part of it is, again, you're a brand new coach. Your opportunity to say, hey, look at what our program is, and this is what we aspire to be, you completely blew it. And here's the other part. And that pause was so awkward.
It was so awkward. It was 20 seconds of silence, including a 10 and a 12 second pause. So, yeah, that was, man, that's just brutal for the coach. And again, as you said, if you're one of those well-heeled and has big money, obviously, with UCLA,
what am I doing?
What the hell is going on?
Well, here's the deal. You went, hey, we got to get Chip Kelly out of here, right? We're going to Big Ten. We got to go. Okay, we're going to hire Deshaun.
But he was already on the staff, so it wasn't exactly a really compelling hire.
But here's the deal. So you get him cheap. That's fine. Right. Hey, I'm fired up. We need some extra money. What about our collective? Let's go. And then you get this? Come on, man.
I just love the fact that it was UCLA and the Big Ten bringing two great emblems together. The emblem is a freaking logo, dude. It's a U and a C and an L with a swirl and the A.
How
and the
Big doing?
Ten. The Big Ten is a big, and the number 10 with a G. I mean, you bring those two emblems together, you get UCLA Big IJ on 10.
From the time he walked up there, though, it was awkward. He was like, Coach, your turn. How you guys doing?
Glad to be a part of this great conference.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally putting two great emblems together.
Now, can he coach?
We're going to find out.
Don't know. How good is UCLA going to be? Well, they're not winning the Big Ten. I'll tell you that right now, okay? That's going to be Oregon, Ohio State. It's not Penn State. It's not going to be them. But, Mike, this is just a terrible way to get started. And it's funny, but it's not. It's not. Because if you are, again, one of these UCLA fans, and thank God I'm not, you're going, what the hey?
No, your coach just sounds like a nitwit. We joked around about this earlier. We had this coach. It was Jim Tom Sula, was a longtime line coach in the NFL, and he was introduced as the 49ers coach to replace Harbaugh. And he was, remember, he was like, and we're going to be a good team on offense. And then that got us to, it was the All-Star game a couple of years ago, and Orin, was it World Series? World Series MVP gets a Corvette.
It combines
or
class
a truck.
Winning and leading, technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar.
So that was the vice president of marketing for General Motors.
He sounded so comfortable.
The truck's got the technology and stuff.
What's on this truck?
And the Wi-Fi.
What's on this truck?
Well, it's got four wheels and a bumper and the Wi-Fi. And
is
the
this
steering
the truck?
Wheel.
Is this the truck here?
Play it one more time, Warren. The guys look like Tommy
it
Boy.
Combines class winning and leading, class technology winning. And stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar.
For guys that remember, you can look it up on YouTube.
So
the,
funny.
The guy looks like Tommy Boy. It really looks like Chris Farley in an ill-fitting sport coat.
So funny.
Who's going to tell you about this great product from General Motors.
How you guys doing?
He was already done.
But I said to Carl, if you watch the video of Coach coming up, the UCLA head coach, Deshaun Foster, he literally likes a man being led to the gallows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's literally like he so does not want to be in the room, and then he lets you know he didn't want to be in the room.
Oh, yeah. And I wish he would have just come out and been like, look, UCLA is proud to be a new member of, and just go.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
But you can do it.
And by the way, you don't have to do you could do the Gettysburg Address. It can be 2 minutes. You can just get in and get out.
Correct. And then he could have said questions.
And then just talk about, hey, proud
questions?
Of our. Hey, thanks for the opportunity I was afforded by Coach Kelly. I mean, shoot, you and I could do that. Hey, while we're talking about talking, here's something that shouldn't have been heard. HBO and maybe the Giants have some trouble with Saquon Barkley. You know, there's a rule in radio and TV. If you're going to record someone, they have to know they're being recorded.
Got to tell
them. Joe, is it Joe Shine?
Let me say this. It didn't always used to be that way.
No.
So if you're old enough and you used to hear stuff on the radio and you'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. You used to be able to get away with it. Now you cannot.
Prank phone calls and stuff. Now you can't do that because people sue.
Correct.
But in the conversation on Hard Knocks, the GM of the Giants lets Barkley know that instead of making the offer, they're saying they're going to let you test the market. Barkley said he saw the tape conversation when he was watching the trailer, not even the whole episode, and he said he was shocked. At the end of the day, I also think they have control of the edits. They could have painted me to look really bad, and they kind of gave the truth. He's not happy either way. So what do you think happens here? He thinks maybe some litigation or maybe the Giants – there's no compensatory picture. It's just simply it's basically a guy's likeness being used without his consent.
Yeah.
Albeit a voice.
I just feel like, and is this on HBO or is this on the Giants? Because the Giants have editorial control, right? So they knew this was going to be put out there. But also the folks at HBO knew. I mean, you got to tell guys, hey, by the way, we're going to use that phone call you just had with Joe Shane. And, obviously it has some stuff in there that you may not want. He wasn't told. And I just don't think anything happens from an NFL standpoint. No. But I do think it's classless by the Giants and HBO.
And by the way, I said this to you yesterday. I mean, if you watch, it's not the same as regular Hard Knocks. It's all executives.
Yeah, it's not as compelling.
And in this case, you see them working out guys before the combine, at the combine, pre-draft. Is it just me or is Brian Daboll come off like kind of a jerk? You get players coming in. They're interviewing quarterbacks and wide receivers.
This is leading up to the draft,
got
guys.
His feet up on the desk. So you want to be a Giant, huh? It's like, well, I don't know. You might not be here, fat boy. You might get fired. I mean, it just seemed like he came off like such – there was an arrogance. It was palpable if you watched
it.
If you hadn't watched on HBO week 3 and 4, I think.
Well, the reality is, Mike, he just hadn't won enough to do those kinds of things, right? When you talk about Belichick, and we said this, he could be a blank.
He earned that right.
But he earned it. Even when Belichick didn't want to give you anything, and you were like, man, this dude, and you heard him in media press conferences and how short he was, he got 6 Super Bowls, okay?
How you guys doing?
You can act that way. Stop it, Orin. But here's the deal. He hasn't earned that. Brian Dable's good, but he ain't done all that to act
backwards.
The way he has.
They've gone backwards.
All right, man, we got more to get to. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters. I told you you'd laugh. I told you. All right, we're coming back.
How you guys doing?
You might not know this. We're in Los Angeles, L.A.
I know you don't know.
That's
much
the LA and UCLA.
Much about UCLA.
Really? I thought the school was in Bakersfield.
Who does it?
I'm sorry.
All right, man. We're coming back. Stay there. We got to talk about. He says they have a great relationship. I don't believe it. And I think it could be the difference in the season. We'll tell you about it coming up. Mouths wide open. We are live at Hooters in Buford, Mall of Georgia location. We'll be back out here tomorrow, guys, 2 to 7. Come on out and hang out with us. Also, Friday, and we look forward to seeing you guys. Friday, no excuses. We need you out here, all right? Come on out and hang out with your boys. Mike, before I get into this story where I think it could be the downfall of a particular team, we were talking about the Braves. If you're just joining us, Braves game postponed tonight. But the bigger news is Michael Money Harris going to 60-day IL, should I say. And that means he's eligible to come off of the injured DL. IDL's NFL. August 15th. That's as soon as he could come off. I don't believe that is going to be a date. Just my guess, okay? Mm-hmm. No one said this to me, Mike, because of the circumstances he's been dealing with. He's already been out. The Braves realize, okay, he's not going to return in the timetable that they thought, so they just move him. Granted, it's procedural. I do agree with that, but I also think they realize that this may be more severe than they originally thought it was. Right. And then our buddy Dave O'Brien reported, this is a tear in the muscle.
Yes. So I know it's called a hamstring sprain. I'm arguing with somebody who's either an orthopedist or wants to be that somehow we don't know how roster moves. Look, we all want Money Harris to get back out there. I'm just telling you, this thing has been slow rolled like every other freaking Braves injury since we've known this organization. They don't always tell you the truth. It could be more severe than you think.
Yes.
And I'm happy if he gets out here in the next 3 weeks. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen him. Has anybody seen him run? I mean, sprint, as in I can get in the batter's box. He's going to have rehab starts. Look, hopefully it is in the next 3 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, I got a guy, oh, you want to make a bet? Okay, I'll make your bet. Bet your friggin' dinner at Hooters. Come on up here. Get some wings. Get some cheese curds.
I got you.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to be a contrarian. We want this team to be as good as it can be. The catcher doesn't hit. The left fielder doesn't hit. The shortstop doesn't hit. The first baseman isn't hitting, and the center fielder isn't playing. So, I mean, you got to add to that. In 21, as Carl said, you can't use 21 as a reference point because it was a one in a freaking million.
Can't.
That you hit on that. But the one thing we can all agree, Carl, when you add it to the roster, five guys were hitting. And their names were, from right to left, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Dansby Swanson, Austin Riley.
They were hitting.
And then you added the Solera thing and everybody else and Jock and Rosario, and then he went to work.
Yeah. And even last year, I mean, the reality is you had six guys on a nightly basis that were producing for you. It didn't matter who was in the lineup, and it didn't matter where they were in the lineup. That has not been the case this season. So we're trying to figure out where the Braves go, but the game's postponed, and they will move on. But, this is not a fun series. I mean, hell, last night, we talk about the game today, should I say, the first day, first part of the doubleheader. That was not fun.
You started a guy that shouldn't be in the show. Alan Winans isn't a starting pitcher in the major leagues. I think we've established that.
I would agree. Let me ask you this, because Aaron Rodgers says him and Robert Saleh are okay.
Are they okay?
Well, he was asked about this, and we know, now visited the pyramids when he should have been at, or at least – we think he should have been.
All other 31 starting quarterbacks were at mandatory minicamp except for Aaron Rodgers.
So he visits the pyramids, Mike, and today he comes out. We did not know this, by the way. I didn't know this. He was fined $50,000 by the Jets for missing mandatory minicamp, okay? So he comes out today and says, it's obviously more of an issue outside the building than it is inside the building. Robert and I, Robert Saleh, are great. We had a great conversation throughout the offseason. We had a fun one last night in his office. We stayed late, and he's basically talking about them hanging out. And then he says, I'm an adult. I knew what I was getting into when this thing, played out. But I wish the dates would have been different, but they weren't. And so he goes on and says, we're fine. Then Saleh says, listen, I've had dialogue with Aaron throughout the summer. I've got some cool pictures with him. We've had normal conversations. What's normal conversations? Nothing has been broken in regards to this. But I tell you guys, if they struggle, this is going to fester. And I thought last year, Mike, that Robert Saleh completely was not in control once Aaron Rodgers went down, right?
Right.
We saw that.
Well, I mean, you kept trying to – let's be honest. You're propping up a quarterback, and Zach Wilson couldn't do the job.
Nope.
And I think the team knew that too. And remember all those great storylines from Hard Knocks, Aaron Rodgers imparting wisdom on Zach Wilson. So someday when I leave, after we win the Super Bowl,
come here,
you
kid,
can take the mantle of leadership of the Jets. No, you're just a squinch-faced creep. And it didn't work out, and now he's on another squad.
Denver.
So the thing is with Rodgers, look, I get it. He's a superstar. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But the thing with the soundbite and the thing we played yesterday, he's trying to he's getting into, the semantics of what mandatory means. Well, I was at the mini camps, and this is just – well, no, every other starting quarterback in the league did the work that you thought was not important enough for you. In a year where if you don't do your job, everyone gets fired. It's kind of selfish.
Rodgers, imagine that. Rodgers said, I tried to move some things around. It just didn't happen. And he said, this was a bucket list, a lip list trip. So when I booked this, I knew that there might be some conflicts. Point is, Jets didn't like it. Robert Saleh got in front of everybody and said it was an unexcused absence. And now we find out they fined him $50,000. Now, that's chump change compared to what Rodgers makes. But there's a principle behind that, Mike.
Right.
They didn't like it. And if they did, they wouldn't have fined him because they didn't have to. But it was an unexcused absence, and that's what Robert Saleh said in front of everybody. I'm curious to see what happens. Listen, Chris is a Jets fan. Sorry, Chris. If everything works out fine and they start winning and everything looks like it's supposed to be, right, with him at quarterback, then this is not a conversation. But what if it doesn't? And that is where I always say, is everything okay? Because they're both saying, oh, we're fine, we're fine, we're fine. We are going to see. Today, the Falcons reported. Tomorrow, Mike and I are at Flowery Branch for our first practice. We'll bring you a couple of interviews as well tomorrow on the show, so make sure you tune in. Raheem Morris is going to join the radio station, new head football coach. Mm-hmm. We believe, okay, at some point between, I can't tell you, Steakhouse and maybe Andy and Randy, because practice – and then he's going to come on after practice. So tomorrow you can check that out. But today Chris Lindstrom was asked about the culture of the team. And I just want you to hear this because, again, if you're a Falcon fan and you're listening and you're going, well, what's this going to look like? Everybody is excited.
I think, one, it's just exciting to see everybody come back. And then just now with Raheem ready to go and super fortunate, again, that we have all of our guys in our room. And I think that's a unique thing. The culture here is really fantastic, and that's one of the best parts. There's so many people pulling in the same direction. There's energy in the building. I don't know if you guys feel it as well. I mean, it's the first day. We're 2 hours into it.
So we're going to feel that energy tomorrow. We're going to be bringing you the latest from Falcons training camp, and we will be there every day. And again, nobody's covering the Falcons like 92.9 The Game. So you're going to get all the exclusive interviews, guys, all the info, all the updated info. So make sure you're here every single day. All right, we got to get out of here. John Freaky's got the night show tonight, right?
He's ready to get freaky from Stately Freaky Manor in North Georgia.
John Freaky's got the night show tonight. So stay tuned. He's got you for full three tonight, Turtle. Full three for John Freaky. All right, so stay tuned for that. Big O, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big shout out, first and foremost, to all of our listeners and wonderful friends who have come out. Give yourself a round of applause. Jerome, that includes you, Jerome.
By the way, Jerome, actually, you know, he has a friend.
Wait. Did you say he has a friend?
He has a friend. First off, a woman. There's a woman who's put up with him. No, during the break, he put me on the phone with Anton Smith. Remember our favorite Falcon?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Former Florida State running back.
Absolutely.
Remember we asked Smitty about it? Well, touchdowns are overrated too, like sacks. But no, we love that guy, man. Apparently, we'll get him up here. We'll get him on the show one day. He was a good Noel and a good Falcon.
He was a good Falcon, man. That's back in the day for y'all don't remember. That was like we were searching for touchdowns. Wait, that was last year too.
Yeah, Cutter, why can't we get him on the field? Well, there's certain things. What? Did he get to the end zone? Ah!
Yeah.
His team.
Frustrating. But good to see all of you guys again. We're out here Thursday. We're out here Friday. Same time, same place. And thanks to the wait staff here at Hooters. Take care of your wait staff, man. We love being out here. Turtle, great job as always. Our on-site engineer. Brother, thank you. Appreciate you.
G-Money.
Always. Back at the studio. Big O, thank you for handling all the things back at the studio. All right, Mike. Back at it tomorrow. We're at training camp. Stay here. We got you covered. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Everybody worried about Kirk Cousins' foot today. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see MPJ. Talking about Michael Penix Jr., our first chance to watch our future quarterback. Granted, we should have just drafted him and not signed Cousins, but that's not here, and I'm not going to go down that road. Can't wait to see the athleticism. I can't wait to see this cannon of an arm. Can't wait to see the first-round pick quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., tomorrow.
MPJ. All right.
And by the way, I'm putting that on a T-shirt, so I got that copy.
All right. I love it, man. I can't wait either. Yeah. I'll tell you what I hate, though, and that is that after next season, we will not see Charles, Shaq, Kenny, and Ernie on TNT. The media rights deal that came down today, listen, there's a lot of legalese, and I'm not an attorney, although I play one on the radio. Here's all I know. That show is an institution, and it's been one of the best shows in the history of sports on television. It's a standard. I'm just sending out a big shout-out to our guys. Charles, Kenny, Shaq, Ernie, you're the best. You know, we know you're going to kill it next year. Mm. But after that, guys, we don't know where these guys are going to end up. And all the folks at TNT that have been affected by this, it sucks. But we love you. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a classless backstabber like that bloodsucker Adam Silver.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing?
Mouths wide open. We are live at Hooters in Buford, Mall of Georgia location. We'll be back out here tomorrow, guys, 2 to 7. Come on out and hang out with us. Also, Friday, and we look forward to seeing you guys. Friday, no excuses. We need you out here, all right? Come on out and hang out with your boys. Mike, before I get into this story where I think it could be the downfall of a particular team, we were talking about the Braves. If you're just joining us, Braves game postponed tonight. But the bigger news is Michael Money Harris going to 60-day IL, should I say. And that means he's eligible to come off of the injured IL's NFL, August 15th. That's as soon as he could come off. I don't believe that is going to be a date, just my guess, okay? No one said this to me, Mike, because of the circumstances he's been dealing with. He's already been out. The Braves realize, okay, he's not going to return in the timetable that they thought, so they just move him. Granted, it's procedural. I do agree with that, but I also think they realize that this may be more severe than they originally thought it was. Right. And then our buddy Dave O'Brien reported, this is a tear in the muscle.
Yes. So I know it's called a hamstring sprain. I'm arguing with somebody who's either an orthopedist or wants to be that somehow we don't know how roster moves. Look, we all want Money Harris to get back out there. I'm just telling you, this thing has been slow rolled like every other freaking Braves injury since we've known this organization. They don't always tell you the truth. It could be more severe than you think.
Yes.
And I'm happy if he gets out here in the next 3 weeks. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen him. Has anybody seen him run? I mean, sprint, as in I can
I'm
now
not.
Get in the batter's
I'm
box.
Not.
He's going to have rehab starts. Look, hopefully it is in the next 3 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, I got a guy. Well, you want to make a bet? Okay, I'll make your bet. Bet your friggin' dinner at Hooters. Come on up here. Get some wings. Get some cheese curds.
I got you.
I mean, look, I'm not doing this to be – I'm not trying to be a contrarian. We want this team to be as good as it can be. The catcher doesn't hit. The left fielder doesn't hit. The shortstop doesn't hit. The first baseman isn't hitting, you know, and the center fielder isn't playing. So, I mean, you got to add to that. In 21, as Carl said, you can't use 21 as a reference point because it was a one in a freaking million.
Can't.
Did you hit on that? But the one thing we can all agree, Carl, when you add it to the roster, five guys were hitting. You know, and their names were, from right to left, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Dansby Swanson, Austin Riley.
They were hitting.
You know, and then you added the Solera thing and everybody else and Jock and Rosario, then he went to work.
Yeah. And even last year, I mean, the reality is you had six guys on a nightly basis that were producing for you. It didn't matter who was in the lineup, and it didn't matter where they were in the lineup. That has not been the case this season. So we're trying to figure out where the Braves go, but the game's postponed, and they will move on. But, you know, this is not a fun series. I mean, hell, last night, you know, we talk about the game today, should I say, the first day, first part of the doubleheader. That was not fun.
Well, you start a guy that shouldn't be in the show. Alan Winans isn't a starting pitcher in the major leagues. I think we've established that.
I would agree. Let me ask you this, because Aaron Rodgers says him and Robert Saleh are okay.
Are they okay?
Well, he was asked about this, and we know, now visited the pyramids when he should have been at, or at least – you know, we think he should have been.
All other 31 starting quarterbacks were at mandatory minicamp except for Aaron Rodgers.
So he visits the pyramids, Mike, and today he comes out. We did not know this, by the way. I didn't know this. He was fined $50,000 by the Jets for missing mandatory minicamp, okay? So he comes out today and says, it's obviously more of an issue outside the building than it is inside the building. Robert and I, Robert Saleh, are great. We had a great conversation throughout the offseason. We had a fun one last night in his office. We stayed late, and he's basically talking about them hanging out. And then he says, I'm an adult. I knew what I was getting into when this thing, you know, played out. But I wish the dates would have been different, but they weren't. And so he goes on and says, you know, we're fine. Then Saleh says, listen, I've had dialogue with Aaron throughout the summer. I've got some cool pictures with him. We've had normal conversations. What's normal conversations? Nothing has been broken in regards to this. But I got to tell you guys, if they struggle – this is going to fester. And I thought last year, Mike, that Robert Saleh completely was not in control once Aaron Rodgers went down, right?
Right.
We saw that.
Well, I mean, you kept trying to – let's be honest. You're propping up a quarterback, and Zach Wilson couldn't do the job.
Nope.
And I think the team knew that too. And remember all those great storylines from Hard Knocks, Aaron Rodgers imparting wisdom on Zach Wilson. So someday when I leave, after we win the Super Bowl,
come here,
you
kid.
Can take the mantle of leadership of the Jets. No, you're just a squunch-faced creep. And it didn't work out, and now he's on another squad.
Denver.
So the thing is with Rodgers, look, I get it. You know, he's a superstar. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But the thing with the soundbite and the thing we played yesterday, he's trying to he's getting into like the semantics of what mandatory means. Well, I was at the mini camps, and this is just, well, no, every other starting quarterback in the league did the work that you thought was not important enough for you. In a year where if you don't do your job, everyone gets fired. It's kind of selfish.
Rodgers, imagine that. Rodgers said, I tried to move some things around. It just didn't happen. And he said, this was a bucket list, a lip list trip. So when I booked this, I knew that there might be some conflicts. Point is, Jets didn't like it. Robert Saleh got in front of everybody and said it was an unexcused absence. And now we find out they fined him $50,000. Now, that's chump change compared to what Rodgers makes. But there's a principle behind that, Mike.
Right.
They didn't like it. And if they did, they wouldn't have fined him because they didn't have to. But it was an unexcused absence, and that's what Robert Saleh said in front of everybody. I'm curious to see what happens. Listen, Chris is a Jets fan. Sorry, Chris. If everything works out fine and they start winning and everything looks like it's supposed to be, right, with him at quarterback, then this is not a conversation. But what if it doesn't? And that is where I always say, is everything okay? Because they're both saying, oh, we're fine, we're fine, we're fine. We are going to see. Today, the Falcons reported. Tomorrow, Mike and I are at Flowery Branch for our first practice. We'll bring you a couple of interviews as well tomorrow on the show, so make sure you tune in. Raheem Morris is going to join the radio station, new head football coach. Mm-hmm. We believe, okay, at some point between, I can't tell you, Steakhouse and maybe Andy and Randy,
okay,
because practice. And then he's going to come on after practice. So tomorrow you can check that out. But today Chris Lindstrom was asked about the culture of the team. And I just want you to hear this because, again, if you're a Falcon fan and you're listening and you're going, well, what's this going to look like? Everybody is excited.
I think, one, it's just exciting to see everybody come back. And then just now with Raheem ready to go and super fortunate, again, that we have all of our guys in our room. And I think that's a unique thing. The culture here is really fantastic, and that's one of the best parts. There's so many people pulling in the same direction. There's energy in the building. I don't know if you guys feel it as well. I mean, it's the first day. We're 2 hours into it.
So we're going to feel that energy tomorrow. We're going to be bringing you the latest from Falcons training camp, and we will be there every day. And again, nobody's covering the Falcons like 92.9 The Game. So you're going to get all the exclusive interviews, guys, all the info, all the updated info. So make sure you're here every single day. All right, we got to get out of here. John Freaky's got the night show tonight, right?
He's ready to get freaky from Stately Freaky Manor in North Georgia.
John Freaky's got the night show tonight. So stay tuned. He's got you for full three tonight, Turtle. Full three for John Freaky. All right, so stay tuned for that. Big O, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big shout out, first and foremost, to all of our listeners and wonderful friends who have come out. Give yourself a round
Give
of applause.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Give yourself a round. Jerome, that includes you, Jerome. That includes you.
By Jerome, the way, Jerome, actually, you know, he has a friend. Anton.
Wait. Did you say he has
he
a friend?
He has a friend. First off, a woman. There's a woman who's put up with him. No, during the break, he put me on the phone with Anton Smith. Remember our favorite Falcon?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Former Florida State running back.
Absolutely. Did.
Remember we asked Smitty about it? Well, touchdowns are overrated too, like sacks. But no, we love that guy, man. Apparently, we'll get him up here. We'll get him on the show one day. He was a good Noel and a good Falcon.
He was a good Falcon, man. That's back in the day for y'all to remember. That was like we were searching for touchdowns.
Yeah,
wait, was that was last year too.
Yeah, like, Cutter, why can't we get him on the field? Well, there's certain things. What? That he gets in the end zone? Ah!
Yeah.
His team.
Frustrating. But good to see all of you guys again. We're out here Thursday. We're out here Friday. Same time, same place. And thanks to the wait staff here at Hooters. Take care of your wait staff, man. We love being out here. Turtle, great job as always. Our on-site engineer. Brother, thank you. Appreciate you.
G-Money.
Always. Back at the studio. Big O, thank you for handling all the things back at the studio. All right, Mike. Back at it tomorrow. We're at training camp. Stay here. We got you covered. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Everybody worried about Kirk Cousins' foot today. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see MPJ. Talking about Michael Penix Jr., our first chance to watch our future quarterback. Granted, we should have just drafted him and not signed Cousins, but that's not here, and I'm not going to go down that road. Can't wait to see the athleticism. I can't wait to see this cannon of an arm. Can't wait to see the first-round pick quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., tomorrow.
What would you
MPJ.
All right.
And by the way, I'm putting that on a T-shirt, so I got that copy.
All right. I love it, man. I can't wait either. Yeah. I'll tell you what I hate, though, and that is that after next season, we will not see Charles, Shaq, Kenny, and Ernie on TNT. the media rights deal that came down today, listen, there's a lot of legalese, and I'm not an attorney, although I play one on the radio. Here's all I know. That show is an institution, and it's been one of the best shows in the history of sports on television. It's a standard. I'm just sending out a big shout out to our guys. Charles, Kenny, Shaq, Ernie, you're the best. You know, we know you're going to kill it next year. Mm. But after that, guys, we don't know where these guys are going to end up. And all the folks at TNT that have been affected by this, it sucks. But we love you. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a classless backstabber like that bloodsucker Adam Silver.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.